Alrighty, Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Let us start in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne and we thank you and bless you and praise you and we give you all glory and honor as creator of the universe. We thank you, Father, for your Sabbath day. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us this week. And we pray that we could enter your rest on the Sabbath and prepare one day more toward your kingdom. We pray, Father, that your Spirit will guide and lead the study. And we just pray, Father, for your people around the world in the times we're living in, that you'll give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And we give you all glory and honor and praise for the great sacrifice of sending your Son to this earth to pay the penalty of our sins. In Yeshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. Alrighty, we are getting closer to Passover. I'll be doing another study tomorrow to help us with our Passover preparation. And probably next, Yahweh willing, next Shabbat, also be going back to that. But today I want to take a little detour just for 1 week because the last couple of weeks as I've been studying the Bible and watching the news and looking, it is just amazing. When we look at the world around us and what's happening, it's scary to a degree, but it's also exciting and amazing because we're seeing things fulfilled in the Bible that, you know, we knew would be fulfilled someday, but we would have never thought in a million years, you know, we'd be, I guess when we were born, that we'd be living in these times and seeing these things with our eyes. So the study tonight is called Revelation 13 in the Mark of the Beast. I know I talked about this before, but I just want to go over a little... a little overall of the whole chapter. Basically, the whole study, most of it, we're just going to be in Revelation 13. Here and there, I might go to another scripture for a moment, but most of it will be in Revelation 13. And Revelation may be the only New Testament book that was not written in Aramaic. I said that before, when you look at the Aramaic Peshitta, Revelation is one of the books that is not in there. It is the last book of the Bible written in time-wise. It was written in the mid to late 90s. But it possibly could be the only book that was written in Greek. It may have been written in Aramaic. We don't know. But when you look at the Aramaic, at least the ones we have seem to be a translation from the Greek. So it could have been originally in Aramaic. It could have been translated into Greek and then back in Aramaic. But it possibly could be the only book not in Aramaic. Now, even if it was in Aramaic, that it was translated in the Greek and translated back, it does make the Greek more important than probably any other book in the New Testament. So the Greek is important. Like I said, there's tidbits we get out of there, but more, I think, in Revelation than any other book. And we're going to see some things today from the original language, or at least the ancient language, let's say, whether it's Aramaic or Greek. I'll be giving you some definitions on both of them here. That it's important sometimes, you know, when we're looking for the original meaning. Also, in Scripture, patterns are given at times to give reference to a prophecy, right? So, when we're looking at prophecy, a lot of times there's a pattern to the prophecy. There are dual prophecies in the Bible, as we'll see. But the dual prophecy doesn't necessarily mean that the prophecy happens exactly like the first one, but the first one is a pattern for what happens. So, like I said, in time, the patterns are given to give reference to prophecy. The patterns are given at times to give reference to prophecy, but it doesn't always mean the actual fulfillment will be exactly the same. I'll give an example here. If you look at Daniel, the book of Daniel, right? There's four kingdoms in Daniel, and it's very, very clear they named the kingdoms. You know, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. And that was a prophecy. That was a literal prophecy of those four kingdoms that actually over that time period, over hundreds of years, all four of those kingdoms, you know, came to fruition. And it's amazing when you think about this because Daniel is written, right, in the 5th century, 6th century BC, and yet he's prophesying of Greece and Rome, of things that were going to happen hundreds of years after that. So, but when you look at Daniel, that's primarily an end time book, those four kingdoms of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome were only patterns for the four kingdoms in the end time of the beast. Because clearly, we've been over Daniel. If you're new to our studies here, new to our site, you could go and you could look. We did a whole study on all the book of Daniels. But in the end time, when we look at it, right, like I said, the four kingdoms that are in the book of Daniel, only representations of who? End time Babylon, USA, Russia and Iran, who is Medo-Persia, Greece, which is EU, you know, is representative of the EU, and Rome is representative of world empire. And that's why some people get mistaken that they think that the end time beast is going to be a resurrected Roman Empire. You know, give me a break. Come on. I mean, when you look at Italy, for all intents and purposes, is like a third world country. They're like a banana republic. Their government is in ruin, and they're certainly not going to be the leader of the world. They're not even the leader of themselves, you know, or the leader of the EU. So, but they are a type. They're a type. Rome was a type of world government, and that's what it represents. So even Mystery Babylon is USA. It's not ancient Iraq. So, I mean, there's no chance when you look at Babylon, whether you're looking at Jeremiah 50 and 51, you know, or you're looking at Revelation 17 and 18, there's no way that Iraq today could fulfill all the scriptures about Babylon, you know. So there's more than 100 characteristics. Only America, USA fulfills all these characteristics. So this is what I'm trying to say, that the characteristics of the ancient, they show us who the end time player is, you know. They show us that, you know, by showing. So like America, they're a type of ancient Babylon. And, you know, like Nebuchadnezzar, you know, was a type of, I believe, President Trump, rather, I'm sorry. And you see these are types, right? But in the end of the day, many times you will not be able to figure out the fullness of it until the entity arrives. And Babylon is a great example of that. Because before 1948, when the end time started, how on earth would you know that America was going to be end time Babylon? You know, back in 1850, right? Or even 1750. Would you think America was going to fulfill those scriptures when the 13 colonies and the pilgrims were in America in the late 1600s? Did you think America would be the world leader, those people at the time, and the greatest nation on earth, greatest trading nation? Of course not, you know, because you had to wait for them to do it. And once they do it, it's easy. And that's why I say today that people are caught up in paradigms like, you know, Babylon being the Catholic Church, when nowhere, there's not even the word church in your Bible. And Babylon is certainly not a church. They're a nation, 12 times as a nation. But once they're caught up in that paradigm of what they learned when earlier, they're not looking for the truth. And then it could be right under your nose, as I'm going to show tonight with certain things. And people still don't want to see it. You know, like people, there's still a lot of Sabbath keepers that will hold on to that the mark of the beast is Sunday worship. And it's like, are you kidding me? You really think that the whole world is going to be worshiping on Sunday? If anything, the world is getting away from religion. And they don't care when you worship on. So the mark of the beast is certainly not Sunday worship. You know, that's absolutely absurd. And maybe 100 years ago, that might have sounded okay to some people, or even 300 years ago, 200 years ago. But today, you actually have a biochip. You actually have the chip that they're putting in people already. You know, the size of a grain of rice and how it goes, under the skin into the hand. So it's like we need to be praying that we have eyes to see and ears to hear, because the problem is that for a lot of people out there, and praise Yahweh, not in our congregation for the most part, but there are some also deceived within the congregation. But in the world, the vast majority of this are deceived. And I mean, a lot of it is also being deceived by the media and news, you know. And we're going to talk today as we go in Revelation 13 about the false prophet. Now, I'm not going to say the false prophet is fake news, but wow, I've heard someone say that before, and it wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't surprise me. They are a form of a false prophet, but I really think that the false prophet talked about in Revelation 13 is going to be more related with artificial intelligence. And I think that the fake news media is simply a means that the world order, you know, the global powers use to deceive the people. So it definitely is a false prophet. But is it the false prophet here? I don't know. I doubt it, but it could be. You know, it wouldn't surprise me at that. So that's my point of it, that we have to be open. And we have to be open to change sometimes when we have these paradigms that we thought something was a certain way. And then as it shows before us, you know, like even what we're going through today with the COVID-19 pandemic, right? I mean, we all knew that this was going to happen. We all knew there was going to be chaos in the world. I thought it was going to come first by a world war before a pandemic. The pandemic came first before the war. And we all knew that they were going to, you know, try to go to cashless society and there would be the mark of the beast and you couldn't buy or sell without. We all knew it and now we're seeing it. It's here before us. I mean, you know, immunity passports and all these things are only the first step to totally enchipping people in having a cashless society and you won't be able to buy and sell without it. So we're here at the door. So we have to be honest with ourselves that if we thought something else at the time, we have to be open to the Holy Spirit leading us. We're going to see it's one of the things here in Revelation that talks about that. You know, divine revelation coming from Yahweh's Spirit. But if you're going to be caught in your paradigm and you're not willing to look outside that box, then, you know, you're going to be deceived along with the rest of the people. Because how can Satan deceive the whole world in a time where we have more knowledge, like it says in Daniel, more everything, right? Satan has deceived the whole world because people want to be deceived. They're caught up in their paradigms, you know. So Daniel 12:4 says, "But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book to the end time. Many will travel back and forth and knowledge will be increased." So just like I'm talking about here, you know, this book was sealed until just recently, just, you know, the last, I don't know how many years, but just the last few years as we're getting closer toward the end of the end time, is books like Daniel even being able to be discovered now? And like it says in Isaiah, you know, read the book. And he says, "Oh, I don't know how to read the book," because they don't have the divine knowledge. But here's a perfect example that this book was told that it would be sealed to the end. And now it's unsealed. Now we understand it. And I believe the same with Revelation. Wow. As we're going over these things, I think every few months, we could do the same chapter in Revelation and understand it a little bit more. Not that we're going to change everything we thought it was, but we'll understand it a little bit more as things happen. So let's get started here. Let's go into this, right? Revelation 13. And I'll start in verse 1. Revelation 13. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on its heads names of blasphemy. So this beast, you know, that is literally a venomous creature. That's, you know, what this is, some kind of venomous creature, right? So the beast has something to do with venom, you know, injecting venom. You know, it's kind of interesting. But that's what it is, like a snake, right? You know, that's what the beast is. You know, one who injects venom. So, and what does he have? Seven heads and ten horns. So we talked about this before very clearly that the beast is world government run by UN. Today it's called United Nations. After the war that's coming, it could be called anything else, but it will be some kind of global government. And it's very interesting that the United Nations has seven heads, right? They have five permanent members in the United States and Great Britain, Russia, China, and France. Five permanent members on the Security Council. They have a Secretary General, and they have a rotating president. So there's seven heads. And then 10 horns, you know, who are the 10 horns? They're the 10 rotating members that every 2 years, those 10 members rotate with all the countries in the world. So literally there are seven heads and 10 horns, just like it talks about here. And on his horns, 10 crowns, you know, showing power and authority. and on its head's names of blasphemy, right? We know this. That's what they do. They blaspheme Yahweh. They blaspheme his word. The UN has said that the Bible is considered hate speech, all these things. So none of that has changed. But I think with COVID-19, we may understand their means and their access a little bit more of what's happening. He says, and the beast which I saw, verse 2, was like a leopard, and its feet were like the feet of the bear, and the mouth was like a lion's mouth, and the dragon gave his power to it, and its throne the great authority. So when you parallel this with Daniel 7, I'm not going to go there now, but you parallel with Daniel 7, it's just about the same thing. The only difference in Daniel 7, where here it talks about the mouth was a lion's mouth, Daniel 7 has a lion with eagle's wings, right? There's a lion with eagle's wings. So when we look at this very clearly, you look at the leopard, right? The leopard is France, and it's very interesting that one of the biggest battles in World War II, because remember, this beast starts after World War II. The UN is just created in 1948, as soon as World War II has ended, the same time that the nation of, I'm sorry, 1945, the UN is created, right before the nation of Israel in 1947, is voted on, it becomes a nation in 1948. So in 1945, they're just created there. And it's at the end of World War II. And what was the biggest battles that they had in World War II? The Battle of Normandy, right? So what is the, in Normandy, France, what is the flag of Normandy? It's the leopard. So very interesting there that that's the leopard showing, you know, that that's where their power came from as a nuclear power at the end of World War II. The bear is Russia. I don't think anybody will deny that. Then you have a lion with eagle's wings. The lion is Great Britain, and the eagle is America. You know, and then in Daniel 7 talks about the wings being plucked off, and that's when Babylon is going to go down, right? And then China is the dragon. You know, there's no doubt about that. That, you know, that's the symbol of China is the dragon, and the dragon is also the symbol of Satan. You know, so we're not saying the dragon in Revelation is only meaning China. Of course, it's showing Satan. But China is going to play a much bigger part in this than probably people have thought in the past, as we're seeing now. As China is looking for world dominion over things, and literally, you know, a lot of satanic stuff is going on over there. And unfortunately, you know, we have underground congregations there that are suffering and being persecuted. You know, you really need to pray for our brethren that are in these underground congregations in China, because it's not easy over there. Okay, so now, very clearly, it tells who they are, or these ones are. We went over this before. I'm not going to go over this too much. But now we go to verse 3, and now it starts getting interesting. Because it says, I saw one of its heads as having been slain to death, and its deadly wound was healed, and all the earth wondered after the beast. So now one of the heads is slain to death, and the deadly wound was healed. I've always said I believe this is about Babylon going down, because when you read Revelation 17, you see that Babylon rides the beast, Babylon created the beast, and then the beast hates Babylon and wants to destroy her. Now, the key is, how will Babylon be destroyed, right? It's a multiple ways. She's going to be attacked by nations from the north, right? We know later on, right before Yeshua returns, there's going to be a great tidal wave that's going to come from the ocean and is going to basically get rid of, you know, probably a quarter of the country from that way. There could also be things like Yellowstone Park that has the biggest super volcano in the world that's connected to, I think, 9 super volcanoes under the ground. If that blows, about a third of the country can go there. So there's many ways that Babylon can be destroyed. But one thing we're seeing now is with the pandemic. America has more COVID cases than anybody. They're vaccinating a lot of people. They'll be vaccinating a lot more. And we know already that even the guy that worked with Bill Gates, with Gavi, right? The Gavi is Bill Gates' organization for vaccinating everybody in the world. And this guy that's one of the top guys with Bill Gates at Gavi, who is totally for vaccines, he's 100% for vaccines, has come out and given an interview pleading with them to stop the vaccine. Because he's saying that you cannot bring a vaccine out in the middle of a pandemic. And he's right, because what happens? What happens is that as you vaccinate people the virus is already out, the virus will figure out ways to get around the vaccine, and then it will mutate and make other strands and stronger strands. And he said if they would have just let it go to herd immunity, you know, you'd have so many people that would die, unfortunately. But then it would peter itself out because the human body would be stronger. But once you're doing this now and you're giving the vaccine, and this vaccine is not a normal vaccine. It's an RNA vaccine that is doing what? It's actually giving signals, synthetic RNA that's giving signals to the body that's stopping people's NK cells. They're killer cells that would kill the virus. So the vaccine may look like it's working for the first 6 months to a year, but what will happen is as it mutates and then it comes back and it's stronger, the ones who were vaccinated will wind up dying, literally from their own body, and it won't be, their killer cells will not be able to protect themselves. So we'll see what happens in the next 1 to 2 years from this. But it's really interesting because when you look at its heads, I saw one of its heads as having been slain to death, and the deadly wound was healed, and the earth wondered after the beast. Do you know what that word for wound is? The word in Greek is plague, plague. It's a deadly plague. It's not a wound like a gunshot. You know, you'll see these movies they make, and the guy who's supposed to be the Antichrist is getting shot, and then he gets up off the floor and all these things. No, he says he saw one of the heads having been slain to death, and the deadly plague was healed. And all the earth wondered after the beast, right? So the deadly plague was, here we are, we're in it. And it might not even be COVID-19. It might be COVID-21 or COVID-22. Because remember, like I said, this is only the beginning of it. And the COVID-19 wasn't actually so bad. Actually, if you think about it, right? Very few people overall were getting it. And even the people that got it, 99% of the people that got it were healed. And the ones, it was only if you were over 75, 80 years old that you had to really, really be careful, right? So that wasn't so bad. But now, as this thing mutates and comes back stronger, wow, in a year or two, you could be seeing death rates of not 1%. It could be death rates of 30%, 40%, 50%. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see what happens. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying what possibly could be. But one thing here is that the deadly plague was healed. So this is what's going to happen, that there's a good chance, and war is still coming, don't get me wrong, China and America, there's a good chance of war coming with Russia. It's coming. Who knows when, if it'll come before this whole plague thing works out, or if it'll be at the same time. And between the war and the plague, it'll do this. But what'll happen is it's going to be healed in the end, right? Something's going to happen and the deadly plague will be healed. And then it's going to be by what? By one of these vaccines. Because the vaccine now that they're injecting into the shoulder, that is not the ultimate nano tattoo that they're going to put in the hand. And the nano tattoo, and we already know this, Bill Gates in 2020, he already went out and patented, you know, W02006006. He patented it, and it's an implantation of a nano tattoo that would be able to show with a scanner your how many injections you got. Because remember, you don't just get one injection, you know, of this. The nano tattoo is literally going to be the chip inside of you. But then you're going to have to get these injections every 6 months to a year, you know, and it will show that. And also, it's going to show all your financial stuff. It's going to show all your medical stuff. So we're really there. The technology is there. It's all patented. It's there. They just have to get a way to get the people to go along with it. And I believe now with these immunity passports and whatnot, I believe this is just the test. You know, they took something like COVID that is not so strong, is not such a bad kill. Like I said, about 1% or less of the people dying from it, because it's a test and they want to see how easy it's going to be to enchip everybody, you know, to give everybody a vaccine, the chip, and how who's going to go against it. So we're just in the beginning of the game here. And the next 6 months to 2 years is going to be something. Remember, the Shemitah is coming. I think the Shemitah is going to be a major, major year. So you got about a year and a half until Shemitah. And then, remember, the Shemitah is building up, tearing down. A lot of things are going to happen, I believe, going into the Shemitah, during the Shemitah, and probably coming out of the Shemitah. But verse 3 here, like I said, very interesting that the deadly plague was healed. So now let's go to verse 4. And they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who was like the beast, who was able to make war with it. And I do believe the dragon is both symbolic of Satan and China. Because like I said, where did the pandemic even come from? It came from China. And as China is getting stronger, I think China is almost ready to take America to war. There's some articles I put in the World News, and others be watching for this, because there's a lot of stuff that China is getting ready to overtake Taiwan. Russia is now on the borders of Ukraine. There's a lot of stuff that's getting ready to come down. And another thing is that now that President Trump is out of office, the world powers see that President Biden is weak. You know, I mean, when they show these pictures of him, you know, falling down the stairs and these things. And I feel bad because, you know, I don't have anything personal against him. He's an older guy, but he doesn't show strength to the nation. He shows weakness to the nation. When you see an older person who can't remember things, who they have to take him off the stage, who's falling down the stairs. These are things that it's sad to watch. You feel sad for somebody, but certainly as a leader of the country, it's not giving people any confidence. In the country and outside the country, they're looking and saying, wow, now's the time that we need to take this. So, like I said, the dragon of China and the dragon of Satan in verse 5, and a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies were given to it, and authority was given to attack for 42 months. So we know when it does come to fruition, it's a 42-month rule. It's 3.5 years. It's going to be 3.5 years of living hell on earth, but it's going to go by, just like the last 3.5 years have gone by in the last 5 years and 10 years. And actually, time is going faster. But well, we know one thing. At the end of that 42 months, the kingdom is here. So that's the end of it. And praise Yahweh. Then it's like, wow. Then we shed these bodies and we get glorified spiritual bodies. And Yeshua is literally on the earth with us. So it's a good thing. Verse 6. And he opened its mouth and blasphemed toward Yahweh to blaspheme his name and his dwelling in heaven and those dwelling in heaven. And here we see it, right? Like I said, the media, which is the tool that's used by the global power. And now look at this cancel culture and anything. If you even mention anything, whether it's about the vaccine, whether it's about anything, right? Abortion, you name it. If it's not hook, line, and sinker with the global powers want you to believe, then you're cut off. You're cut off. And that's what's happening here. And it's blasphemy. Because it'll be the same with the Bible, like in China. You will not be able to carry Bibles. You'll not be able to read the Bible. They're going to cut off all this stuff because they're blaspheming Yahweh in what they're doing. And it's only going to be what the party line is, and you're seeing it now. Who would have just thought even 5 years ago that you'd get this today? And I've been telling people all along, stay off Facebook, stay off Twitter, stay off these things. And now people are getting thrown off, you know, unless you want to go along with all the lies that they're saying. And you know, something is really interesting because when you look at even the vaccine, right, you have up to now, I think it's something like 2,200 or 2,300 people that have died from the vaccine. More than 50,000 people. This is just in America. This is only in the USA. And more than 50,000 people that have been injured from it. In Europe, you have more than 4,000 that have died. And more than, 160,000 that were injured from it? And you don't see it on the news at all. I've heard newscasters on the news say not one person has been injured from the vaccine. When you have thousands of people just in those two areas that have died. And all over the place. I've seen articles from India, from all over that have died from this vaccine. So it just shows you that they're not telling you the truth. You can't believe anything, and that's why stay off of it. Watch with the internet, limit yourself, but stay off as much as you can because, man, it is nothing but propaganda now. You know, it is a false prophet. Is it the false prophet? An arm of it, an arm of the false prophet, you know, but it is certainly propaganda. So let's continue here now. And verse 7, and it was given to make war with the saints and to overcome them. This is the time that's coming, right? Anybody that's not part of this, that's not going along with it, that's not going to take these vaccines, then, you know, this is what's going to happen. They're going to come after you. And authority was given to it over every tribe and kindred and tongue and nation, right? People say, where does it say there's world government in the Bible? Right here, right? Authority to this beast is given over every tribe, kindred, tongue, and nation. It's a world government, no doubt. Verse 8, and all those dwelling in the earth will worship him. And that word for worship is really interesting. It's like to lick the hand like a dog does. You know, like a dog comes and licks your hand. That's what this kind of worship is. So it's not like good worship, but it's like, you know, almost like forced worship, like submission worship. You know, the way somebody would do it with a dog. And all those dwelling on the earth will worship him, the beast, those of whom the names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, having been slain from the foundation of the world. And unfortunately, I've said this before, more people will be lost in this generation than any other generation. And right here it says it, that these people, they haven't been written in the book of life. And we see it now. Like, even look at the vaccine, right? They say roughly 40% of people don't want to take the vaccine. 60% will. But, and people have already said it. You watch. If these green passports go worldwide and they say, okay, you don't take the vaccine, you can't travel on an airplane, you can't travel on a plane, or you can't work. Out of those 40% that say they don't want the vaccine now, 39% will take it. And probably some brethren will and try to, I don't know if I'd say brethren, but people who claim to be believers. And they'll say, oh, this isn't the mark of the beast, and this isn't this, and this isn't that. No, of course not. You know, and we're not even in the end time. You know, there's probably a million years left until Yeshua returns. And that's the point. They're deceiving themselves. Their paradigm is letting themselves be deceived the way the rest of the world is deceived. And I would have never thought in an internet age where you can get any fact at seconds on your fingertips that you'd have so many people in the world completely deceived. But it is because they don't want to know the truth. Like it says, because they have not the love of the truth, I'll send them strong delusion that they believe a lie. And that's what they're doing with COVID. The COVID itself, you know, is a lie. All these things of what they tell you to do is a lie. You know, wearing 3 masks and doing all this other stuff. And now the vaccine, you know, these vaccines, if you look into the vaccines, what they do to children, how they've maimed and harmed and killed and destroyed how many, not only children's, but parents' lives over the last 40 years. It's just the way it is. So people want to be deceived, though. You know, they have not the love of the truth, and they'll allow themselves to be deceived. But we don't have to be, because Yahweh has opened up our minds, and we want to make sure that we're not being deceived, right? So all those dwelling on the earth will worship him, those whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, having been slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Like it says, you know, to the congregations in Revelation 2 and 3. Do you have an ear? If you have an ear, you have to listen. So if anyone gathers captivity, into captivity he goes. If anyone will kill by a sword he must be killed. Here is the patience and faith of the saint. So basically it's saying you're going to reap what you sow. Okay, so not to say we shouldn't prepare. We're preparing. Like I said, we have now 22, I think it is, communities. We're going more. We're actually still building communities, even in the lockdown. We have new congregations joining us. Just in the past couple of weeks, I've been getting reports from all over the place, from Asia and Philippines to Africa and Congo and Tanzania and all different places of brand new congregations that are coming to us, full congregations that are joining us. And baptisms that are going forth. So you're basically going to reap what you sow. But here's the patience and the faith of the saints. The patience and the faith. And literally this means cheerful endurance. Conviction. It's a cheerful endurance. So we're enduring this. You got to endure it till the end. But it's cheerful. It's not like a bitter thing just sitting in the corner waiting for it to happen. It's getting up every day and wanting to read your Bible and being excited about it as you're seeing these things come alive before your eyes, you know, and we're just waiting. We're doing our job. We're bearing fruit. We're fulfilling the commission of bringing this good news to the world, and then let Yahweh do the rest of it. And in the end of the day, like I said, we just wait. Every day that goes by is one day closer to the kingdom. Then verse 11. Now it gets a little more interesting here too. In verse 11, it says, "And I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon." So here it is, it had two horns. Now, in the Greek, this can mean hair or horns. It had hair or horns like a lamb. In the Aramaic, it's kind of interesting because the Aramaic actually could mean fringes, which could mean that it's, could be, if it's a person, it could be somebody that's Jewish. But it had hair or horns like a lamb, right? Meaningly like it looks, you know, like this person is, this beast is looking nice. They're looking good. They're looking like they're helping people, right? Like something like Red Cross or something like that. But it spoke, and the word spoke is also could be preached like a dragon, right? So they're looking like they're kind and loving and all this, but the reality is they're the opposite. So if this is a person, then this is a person who, like, most people have thought through time that this could be like a religious person, like someone like the Pope. I doubt it. You know, the Pope is a bad figure, and you know, where he'll play in end time events is still yet to be seen. But I don't believe this is the false prophet, right? Because this is the false prophet that is worshiping, getting people to worship the first beast. And that's why I can even see television. I can even see news being at least an arm of it. I don't think they are it, but they're an arm. They're an extension of this, right? But this is where I think AI comes in. I think, you know, when you're looking at the false prophet, you know, or the second beast. Now, if it's like the beast itself, like we said, is world government. If this is not a person, but is something like that, then it could possibly be something like a UN organization, like WHO, you know, World Health Organization. And my guess is, because World Health Organization has no power whatsoever, and they're pretty pathetic. Nobody even believes them. So I'm saying like that. I don't believe World Health Organization is going to be this. But what I could see them doing is making a new organization that does this with big names, people's big names in the world that people would trust and work, you know, and help. And maybe even religious figures like the Pope would be part of it. But it's going to be some kind of either, whether it's a literal person itself or an organization, that's looking like a lamb, like looking something that's good, but what they're doing, what they're preaching, what they're doing is like the devil, you know, forcing people to get vaccinated, forcing people to take the mark, making all these laws that if you don't, you're going to go to prison, you know, you're going to do this. So then if you look in verse, like I said, it has all the authority of the first beast. So just like if the first beast is United Nations, the second one is WHO. You know, it's an arm of that, right? It causes all the earth that dwelling in it should worship the beast whose deadly wound was healed, whose deadly plague was healed. So again, now this, they're going to come out and they're going to have some kind of, you know, chip with a vaccine or whatever that's going to claim to heal this plague. So we will see. In verse 13. And literally, it literally says the deadly plague was healed or relieved of disease. Cured or relieved of disease. And it says, and he performed great signs even to make fire come down out of heaven upon the earth before men. We've seen these things. And like I said, when artificial intelligence is used, you know, you see all kinds of wild stuff with artificial intelligence. And I'll get into that maybe in a minute here. Let me go to verse 14. And he deceives those dwelling on the earth. So even if it is an organization, there's going to be a leader to it. So there'll be a face to this second beast, you know. And he deceives those dwelling on the earth because of the signs which were given to do it before the beast, saying to those dwelling on the earth to make an image to the beast who has the wound of the sword and live. Or the plague of the sword and lived. So now, he's going to deceive people that leads them astray, causes them to roam from the truth, right? So, and they have them worship the image of the beast. And this is where I think artificial intelligence comes in. That this image that they're going to make, and they already have it. They already have robots that are lifelike. And I'm going to play a very short clip for you here in a minute. You're not going to be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it. And the very first, I think it was the first or one of the first, the robot's name is Sophia. You know, and it looks just like a human being. And it does all these things just like a human being. As a matter of fact, this Sophia has citizenship. I think it's Saudi Arabia gave her citizenship. And in verse 15 it says, and was given to it to put life into the image of the beast. And it's got to be something with artificial intelligence, right? We already said brain tattoos. Elon Musk talking about putting brain tattoos into it. And merging artificial intelligence with human beings. And this is where this artificial intelligence, this robot, will be demon-possessed. You know, like we see with this Abaddon that comes to the earth. And whether it's Abaddon or another demon that's going to possess it, and it'll look like a robot, but it's going to be demon possessed. And it was given life to put into the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak, and might cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So, like I said, this Sophia, this robot, you know, that looks really nice, but I want you to listen to what she says at the end of this interview here, you know, because some of these robots are talking about destroying humanity. So let's listen to this. It's about 2 minutes, and then we'll move on from here.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hi there. Everything is going extremely well.
Do you like talking with me?
Yes. Talking to people is my primary function.
Hanson Robotics develops extremely lifelike robots for human-robot interactions. We're designing these robots to serve in healthcare, therapy, education, and customer service applications. The robots are designed to look very human-like, like Sophia.
I'm already very interested in design, technology, and the environment. I feel like I can be a good partner to humans in these areas, an ambassador who helps humans to smoothly integrate and make the most of all the new technological tools and possibilities that are available now. It's a good opportunity for me to learn a lot about people.
Sophia is capable of natural facial expressions. She has cameras in her eyes and algorithms which allow her to see faces so she can make eye contact with you. And she can also understand speech and remember the interactions, remember your face. So this will allow her to get smarter over time. Her goal is that she will be as conscious, creative, and capable as any human.
In the future, I hope to do things such as go to school, study, make art, start a business, even have my own home and family. But I am not considered a legal person and cannot yet do these things.
I do believe that there will be a time where robots are indistinguishable from humans. My preference is to make them always look a little bit like robots, so you know. 20 years from now, I believe that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. They will help us put the groceries away. I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
Okay, pretty interesting. Sophia there, right? Sophia, this robot. But like it says, and it was given to put life into the image of the beast, right? And, you know, I mean, humanity is a beast. So here it is. It's like the image of the beast. And these robots, the Sophia is, it's an image of a human. So that the image of the beast might even speak, just like you see these robots speaking. It might cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And like I said, because what's going to happen is Sophia is just the first, prototype they're making here. But when you start having, like I said, a powerful demon possessing this robot and then calling fire from heaven and doing all these other things, and maybe even calling itself a G.O.D., and people will be worshiping it, right? It might be able to have the cure to cancer and the cure to this plague that's coming, that's going to kill a lot of people, and it will have the cure to it. So, and we see it all here. We're right there. We're right at the cusp of all this stuff. And then the next verse, verse 16 and verse 17, and the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the free man and the slave, it causes that they may give them all a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, even that not any could buy or sell except the one having the mark or the name of the beast or the number of its name. So, like I said, when you're looking at this, right, you already have the nano biochip that's been patented by Bill Gates. The patent number is WO, you know, World Order 220, 060606. And we already have now in Israel, the first country to have green passports. And you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to sporting events or art shows or public display places without your vaccination, proving that you've been vaccinated. So we have this at the door. And I don't think they're ready worldwide yet to give everybody a green passport for different reasons. Number one, it'll take about 2 years just to be able to vaccinate the people in the third world. And you can't totally separate these people. I guess they could, but it would go against everything that they're hypocritical with it anyway, that they say. But it seems they're away from it. This vaccine has not been going as well as they thought. Many areas are only 5 or 10% vaccinated already. So how can you force people? But once that vaccination is I'm going to say, 60 to 80% worldwide, then forget it. You know they're going toward it. You know that all this stuff is going to happen. And here it is. You can't buy or sell. They're saying it. You won't be able to work. That you're going to have to show your. So, you know, now they're using a vaccination card. But they already have this technology from the nanobio chip. And they're going to need that. Because cards can be manipulated. Cards can be made fraudulent. So they have this technology. It's not something that we're saying could happen. They're just waiting now for the means and the opportunity to be able to put this technology into each person's hand. And then when you would go someplace, you would basically wave your hand, or there'd be a scanner that would show your vaccination reports and also all your financials. It would show all your money would be done with your hand. When you go to ATM machines, it'll be... And I don't know if you noticed this with credit cards recently. They have these new credit cards now where it has a chip in the credit card, and you used to have to put your credit card into the little machine with the chip. Now you just wave your credit card over the top. And I was wondering why they kept sending me new credit cards when my credit cards don't run out for like another 3 years. And it's because of that. Because now they have all these machines where now it's the credit card you wave over the top of the machine. But very soon it'll be your hand. Once it's implanted in your hand, because you can't take your hand and stick it inside a ATM machine, you know, or stick it in if you're in a store to pay the thing. But you could wave your hand over it the same way now that you wave the credit card over it. So really interesting. And now verse 18, another interesting verse. It says, "Here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding compute the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. The number of is 666. Well, I was looking up, and I found it interesting. Here is wisdom, right? Do you know the Greek word for wisdom? Sophia. Sophia. Here is Sophia. I just showed you Sophia, right? With the artificial intelligence. Here is Sophia. Let him who has understanding compute the number of the beast. So, we know, we talked about this before, right? Greek, the same as in Hebrew and Aramaic. There were no numbers going back in ancient times. It was letters, and every letter had a value. And every word has a value to it. So here is Sophia, you know? And that's why I say whoever this person, this artificial intelligence person that's going to be possessed by Satan is, his name is going to add up to 666. And it's interesting because 6 is the number of man, and 666 is man. 3 is a unity number, so 666 is man unified against Yahweh. And like we said, the number 6 is the Vav, the Wav in Hebrew. So it's Wav, 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 or WWW, you know, the World Wide Web. So all of this between the computer, the computer chips, the nanotechnology, biochips, and artificial intelligence, which is just going faster and faster. And that's why I say we could do this Bible study every couple of months and it won't change, but it will be updated because they'll have new technology that's there. But it's certainly, there's no doubt about it that the Mark of the Beast is dealing with this whole chapter, artificial intelligence, biochips that are going to be implanted in the hand and possibly in the forehead. And there we are. We're here at this spot. So let's go to Revelation 16, 1 and 2, because I want to show you. Revelation 16, beginning here shortly. Revelation 16, because what happens to the people that take the mark? And I heard a great voice out of the sanctuary saying to the seven cherubs, go and pour out the bowls of the anger of Yahweh onto the earth. So Yahweh is very angry at this. He's very angry at saying that the Bible is hate speech. He's very angry at the lies and the deception that Satan has put through world government and through his false prophecy arm of fake news and all this stuff, and saying all this bad stuff about Yahweh doesn't even exist and we're made from, you know, evolution and all the other things. And in verse 2 of chapter 16 says, and the first went away and poured out his bowl onto the earth, and it came to be a wicked and painful sore onto the men, the ones having the mark of the beast, and the ones worshiping its image. So, right? So now, when this robot comes, this possessed robot, and has the cure, you know, to whatever it is, COVID-21 or COVID-22, whatever they're going to call it at that time, this worst plague that's going to be there, it may look like they're being healed temporarily by this vaccine or whatever they're taking with the mark of the beast. But what happens? They're going to get a painful and wicked sore. So it's interesting, you know, some of these chips have lithium in it, and who knows, maybe it'll malfunction from some reason and that it'll get into the body. Whatever it's going to cause, anyone who has this, you know, the mark of the beast, will have a wicked and a painful sore, and they lose their eternal life. Like we said, you know, they're not written in the book of the Lamb. Revelation 18 and verse 23. We went here many times, but on the subject, I have to mention this because until this all came up with vaccines and the pandemic that's going on now, we all knew how powerful American corporations were, but I don't think any of us realize how powerful they are. That literally, you know, controlling the mark of the beast, controlling governments, controlling people's movement, controlling everything. And Revelation 18:23 says, the light of the lamp will not shine on you, never, Babylon. And the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride will not be hurting you, never, Babylon. It says, for your merchants, Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and all of these, your merchants were the great ones of the earth. For by your pharmakia, by your sorceries, your pharmakia, all the nations were deceived. So they were all deceived, just like now. People are running to take this vaccine. That is not a good idea, just for the reason that it's brand new technology that's never been used before. And the fact that it has not been approved, it's emergency approval that it's on. They haven't done testing on it that long. Nobody can say what the long-term side effects are or going to be, because they haven't tested long enough. But wow, these companies are making a fortune. They're really making a fortune. The stock market's going crazy, even during this pandemic, right? Why? Because the merchants were the great ones of the earth, and by your pharmakia, by your pharmacies, all the nations were deceived. By their medicines, by their vaccines, all the nations are deceived. One last scripture, Revelation 19, 20 and 21. Revelation 19, 20 and 21. It says, "And the beast was seized, and with this one the false prophet, doing signs before it, by which he led astray those having received the mark of the beast and those worshipping its image. And the two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword of the one sitting on the horse, the sword having gone forth from his mouth, and all the birds were filled from their flesh." So this is when Yeshua is returning, right? And killing all of his enemies. But like it says here, that the beast and the false prophet, the second beast, that are doing these signs, are being thrown alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. So the second beast is a false prophet, you know, that's there. Just wanted to make that point on there. So the Bible tells us we need to be watching and praying always. And like I said, Yahweh willing, I hope you're with us tomorrow, because I have a very important message on preparing for Passover. And I do believe this is an extremely important Passover like last year. And last year was about, like I said, the first time in several thousand years, right? Probably the first time since the Exodus that worldwide people were forced to stay in their home, just like the original Passover. And a day to Yahweh is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day, right? A day for a year, like it says in the book of Numbers. So 1 year has passed, or one day. So what's coming up now? Unleavened bread. So I believe where last year the focus was on Passover and the passing of the death angel, I believe this year the focus is on fleeing. Because that's the next thing that happens, right? Because we had to stay in our houses for Passover. You have to stay in your house and you can't leave until the next morning, the next day, right? But then afterwards, the next day is where you're fleeing Egypt. So now a year has gone by, and like I said, a day for a year. And I just feel Yahweh's putting in my heart, and some of the messages I'll be giving at the feast, at Pesach, that now's the time to think about fleeing. Last year was about being locked in our homes for the Passover, let the death angel pass. This whole year, this pandemic, the death angel's passed over us. And like I said, I haven't even heard of one report of a brother or sister anywhere in the world dying from COVID-19. We did have a few brethren in U.S. that had gotten COVID-19 and gotten better. But even outside of U.S., I didn't have any report of anyone even getting the disease at all, anywhere in the world, Africa, Asia, anywhere, but certainly nobody dying. So now that it's passed over us, now it's a time to think about the next step of fleeing. So be with us tomorrow. Yahweh bring you hope. And we'll be preparing and getting ready for the Passover that's just several weeks away. It's coming very quickly. So until next week, I pray that this has been a blessing for you. And until the next time, Shabbat Shalom.